Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Comet by Carl Sagan and Anne Druyen. Performed by Seth MacFarlane and Bonnie Turpin. This audiobook includes a PDF of the charts, images, and tables that accompanied the print edition. If you have purchased an audio CD version, look for the PDF on a separate disc. It appears as an additional file if you have purchased an MP3 CD or MP3 download version.
Introduction. Before the Earth was formed, there were comets here. Afterwards, and for all subsequent eons, comets have graced our skies. But until very recently, the comets performed without an audience. There was, as yet, no consciousness to wonder at their beauty. This all changed a few million years ago, but it was not until the last 10 millennia or so that we began to make permanent records of our thoughts and feelings. Ever since, comets have left a good deal more than dust and gas in their wakes. They have trailed images, poetry, questions, and insights. In this book, we have sought to rediscover those trails, to explore our present understanding of the comets, and to speculate on what else may be possible. We were inspired by the 1985-86 return of one of the Earth's most brilliant and punctual visitors, Halley's Comet, and the promising 1997 apparition of a previously unknown comet, Hale-Bopp. We have tried to give some sense of the evolution of scientific discovery, and present the evidence for and against those cometary theories that have been rejected, those that are currently fashionable, and some that are neither fashionable nor rejected. We hope we have indicated clearly which is which. Certain concepts and terms are presented more than once for clarity and accessibility to the general reader. This is not by any means a mathematical book, but all modern science is quantitative, and so we have included a little arithmetic here and there. When we want to know how far away something is, we could measure in miles or versts or leagues. Nature is just the same, no matter what measuring rods we use. But because it is the scientific convention, because the vast majority of nations on the planet have adopted it, and because it is simpler, we will here employ the metric system. A meter is about a yard long. 1,000 of them make a kilometer, which is about 60% of a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?